Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Everyone's looking towards you, so they're all seeing how you react, and I love that because I feel like I know how to handle these situations.
Quarterback Mitchell Trubisky understands he has to play a big role if the Bears are going to stop their 4-game losing streak.
The way I go about each week is I need to win in the worst way, no matter what week it is. I could go for this week as well, especially because we've been on a little losing streak. We really need it.
It will help getting Danny Trevathan back. He practiced for the first time since injuring his calf before the bye week.
A win cures everything to me. You know, it just feels better around the facility when it's a W, and, you know, everybody want to work hard to get that. But once you get that feeling, it's contagious, and you want to get more and more of that.
The Bears getting some defensive help. Lamar Houston is back with the team. He takes the roster spot of Trey McBride, the receiver who was cut yesterday. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Single and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. I'll add another layer to that Bears report here in just a second. But first, the Bulls and Nikola Mirotic.
Bobby and me and all the team is doing what we're supposed to do, being Bulls professional. You know, and I think we so far doing good.
Yeah, so Mirotic said he accepted Bobby Portis's apology for punching him in the face, but did that through the media. As a matter of fact, said that he's probably going to have to hear it that way, indicating that there may not have been any talk at all between Mirotic and Bobby Portis still. Meantime, that other note on the Bears, a flurry of Bears reports today that it was Trey McBride and Josh Bellamy who got into a shouting match at Halas Hall earlier this week. Just Dallas for the Blackhawks to host the Stars tomorrow at the Stars on Saturday. And while it looks like the White Sox are listening to potential trade deals for first baseman Jose Abreu, with John Heyman reporting that Boston is very interested, Yoan Moncada on his Instagram page posted a picture of him and Abreu with a caption about how happy he is to play next to Abreu again. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by Zoom Video Conferencing, and Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub because...
I'll call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
If you're just jumping in your car, you're just jumping in the train, you got yourself a tall boy, you're like, all right, entertain me, Bernstein and Goff. Well, we go, no. Hub Arkis is going to entertain you. And you have to entertain him with your questions at 312-644-6767. We will not be taking any text submissions because we hand the people over to Hub and say, Hub, talk to them about football. Hello, Hub.
Hello, guys.
Hub is with us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. He's on Twitter at Hub_Arkush. He is the director of football content for Shaw Media and the editor of Pro Football Weekly. And he is going to say hello to Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Yes. Hub, there's been a lot of unusual action around the quarterback position in the league the last couple of weeks. I'm particularly intrigued by the goings-on at Buffalo. Here's a team on a likely path to make the playoffs for the first time in the new millennium, yet the coach chooses to bench the starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, and move rookie Nathan Peterman into his spot. The results were disastrous. 5.5 picks by the pit hurler. The end was so predictable, it seems the purpose was a first move to get Taylor out of the building than actually win. What's wrong with Taylor? He has a career 92 QB rating. They were trying to dump this guy in the offseason. Yeah, he can get jumpy at times, but you would too if the right side of your line was Vladimir Dukas and Jordan Mills trying to pass block. What is it with Taylor in Buffalo? Does he emit a negative aura like Bernie Lutz in the cooler? Is there a body odor issue that deodorant can't manage? What do your sources tell you?
Well, Frank, it's not a BO problem, I can tell you that. You got Tyrod Taylor, a little bit undersized. He's got a good deep arm, ironically, but he's not very accurate underneath. He's not all that consistent running the offense. He is a threat to take off with his legs. He's just one of those guys who makes plays and you'll win some games with, but then when you need him to win a game, he's not good enough or not able or not there. Now, that said, the decision to bench him when Sean McDermott didn't make any sense to a lot of people. I liked Nathan Peterman coming out of school. I thought he was a steal in the fifth round, but couldn't imagine he was ready for what they threw him into. Also couldn't imagine he was going to be as bad as he was. They had lost two in a row at that point. They went right back to Taylor at halftime. He put 24 points on the board in the second half, came back and helped them get a win last week. But look at the win they got. They scored 16 points in Kansas City. Their defense did it. So Taylor doesn't appear to be the answer, but the timing of the move to Peterman certainly was strange and obviously was disastrous.
Yeah, I was told that they just didn't think that Tyrod Taylor was finding wide receivers enough, that they felt that Peterman would do a better job finding wide receivers, especially after they make the move for Kelvin Benjamin. Well, it turned out he found cornerbacks and linebackers really well, which was not what they had in mind. Drew in Kenosha, you're on the Score with Hub.
Hi, Hub. So my question for you, with the college football championship, conference championship weekend coming up and the college football playoffs, who are one or two players that you wouldn't mind seeing on the Bears next year come draft season?
Oh, Drew, I hate to cop out on you. Yeah, I haven't studied it yet because we talked about this a little bit last week. 22 to 25, 26 of the first-round picks are going to be underclassmen, and we don't know which ones are coming out. And, you know, I mean, I've seen some kids that are good football players. There's no question about that. But I'm pretty sure, I think the receiver Ridley at Alabama is a senior. I think he's a guy who we know is going to come out. He's certainly worth watching. Interestingly enough, in these particular games, none of the quarterbacks that you might want to see are going to be playing. Not, of course, the Bears don't want to see quarterbacks at this point anyway. The Brown kid at Oklahoma.
Which
name,
one?
His name is Brown.
Oh, okay.
Left tackle.
Okay.
I knew that. As soon as I said that, I knew that was coming.
There you go, Hub.
And I only said it because I can't remember his first name. But his name is Brown. He's a big left tackle, and I think it's one of the Bears' greatest needs. So he'll be playing against TCU. You might keep an eye on him. But for the most part, guys, it's just a little early for that.
This is Justin in Plainfield, and he's on the Score with Hub.
Hub, two of the coaching candidates I hope the Bears look at, assuming Fox is gone, are Frank Reich and Josh McDaniels. So what are your thoughts on both guys, and what are you hearing around the league? Thanks.
Well, they're two of the hot offensive minds. There's no question about that, but each one does come with some other question marks. In Frank Reich, it's just the fact that he's 56 years old, not too old by any means, but a little old for guys getting their first head coaching job. He has been a top assistant in a number of stops. He's done a nice job with quarterbacks, but is he ready for the head job? Don't know. Doug Peterson calls his own plays, so or at least has control of the play calling. So as great a job as they've done in Philadelphia, there's actually more interest that I'm hearing amongst NFL people in the quarterbacks coach, John DeFilippo Jr., because he's a little bit younger, a little bit more exciting, if you will, has had the hands-on job of developing Carson Wentz. So both of those guys are guys that are going to get interviews and get consideration out of Philadelphia. The word on Josh McDaniels is that he's ready this time. Nobody doubts that he's an offensive savant. He does a great job with offense. He does call plays. Obviously, he hasn't developed a quarterback because he's had, you know, Tom Brady, but certainly has done a nice job with Brady. Apparently, we'll get some credit for developing Jimmy Garoppolo if Garoppolo turns out to be all that in San Francisco. And he failed in Denver because he was young, immature, arrogant, and wasn't willing to do the things that you have to do to manage 100 people around you, if you will, a 53-player roster, a 16-man coaching staff, a front office, etc. Allegedly, he's matured. He's learned all you need to learn to be successful this time around. He's going to be one of the hottest candidates out there. Now, you're going to have the same problem. They did change the rule, I believe, so that he can take a job if he wants, but they're still not going to want to focus on interviewing as long as the Patriots are in the playoffs. He'll interview during the bye week, and then we'll see what happens. But I'd be surprised if McDaniels doesn't get a job in this cycle.
Carlos in San Diego, a regular on this segment for years, is on the score with Hub.
I love Nathan Peterman. Hub, there's renewed hope for the Chargers with the recent wins, but that's also contingent upon the Chiefs continuing to stumble upon themselves. Hub, what do you foresee for the rest of the AFC West for the rest of the season?
Carlos, I can't explain the Chiefs. I knew they might struggle defensively when Eric Berry went down, and they did. They struggled, but they seem to have fixed some of that, or at least overcome some of the things that they miss without him. But that the offense has come apart the way it has been really surprising, because they haven't been buried in injuries. Alex Smith isn't playing badly, and everybody wants to hang Alex Smith one way or the other as soon as it goes that way. He's now got 5 interceptions on the season. That's a ton for him. It's nothing for anybody else. There's something missing there. The rhythm is gone. Teams have been able to stack to take away Kareem Hunt. They haven't been able to run the football. Tyreek Hill is scary in space, but as far as being a regular route runner and a go-to receiver, he's not necessarily that guy. Travis Kelce, after exploding last year, has not been as dominant this year. And so it's hard to get your arms around what's going on. I think San Diego's the favorite in the AFC West right now. They're only a game behind the Chiefs, and pretty sure they still have one to play against them. They're playing the best football. They've got the best pass-rushing tandem in the NFL right now with Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. A lot of other playmakers on that defense, and offensively, Phillip Rivers is playing at a very high level, and they're so loaded with targets, they were happy to get rid of Dontrell Inman for a 7th-round pick. So I think San Diego. Now, the problem is that after the 0-4 start, you know, San Diego has been red hot for 5, 6, 7 weeks now, and they're just heading into that stretch where you want to be hot. So you always worry, can they maintain it a little bit? But there's no question they're playing the best football of anybody in the AFC West, so I think the Chargers are probably the favorite.
Sycamore, this is Aaron. He's on Sports Radio 670 with Hub.
Hub, Osweiler's garbage. Paxton Lynch hasn't shown us anything, and Trevor Siemian is just a glorified backup. Which quarterback do you think gives the Broncos the best chance to bounce back next year? Is it Eli Manning?
I've been thinking about it the last 36 hours, was listening to the guys, talking about it in the last segment. Eli definitely took a step back this year, but I don't see anything that tells me physically he can't get the job done anymore. It would make perfect sense. Now, it does put an extra level of pressure on Eli and on John Elway. If they get Eli out there, and he has lost it physically, but he's only 36 years old. There's no reason to assume he has. And when you look at the other guys that are available, or will be available, I should say, it almost makes too much sense. So it's what I've been thinking the last couple days. And now the problem, though, is that unlike when Peyton got there 5 years ago, this isn't a team that's ready to win. They got to fix that offensive line where it doesn't matter who they get at quarterback. I can't disagree with your analysis, although it's way too early to quit on Paxton Lynch. We'll see. Actually, Eli could be really good for Paxton Lynch. Take the pressure off, somebody he can learn from, and Eli would be a good mentor, probably more so than his brother was, actually. But, you know, there's a lot going to happen between now and then. Is Vance Joseph going to survive? They got to hire a new offensive coordinator. But, yeah, I think Eli makes the most sense for him right now.
We're going to do more with Hub. We got a couple lines open. We want to jump in. 312-644-6767. That segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. More of your phone calls with our senior Bears and NFL expert comes up after a very brief timeout on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee has a tough job. Sort through dozens of games, data, nuance, and subjective formulations, and then determine the best teams every week. We usually only focus on the top of the heap, debating who could win the championship, and sometimes ignore the fates of the remaining slots in the top 25. It deserves attention today because of the slap in the face that is being dealt to the University of Central Florida. Head coach Scott Frost has his team playing great football, leading all of college football and scoring with more than 48 points per game. After running their record to 11-0 with a great win versus the University of South Florida, UCF jumped up the standings exactly one spot. Look, I know that the playoff is basically a Power 5 party that excludes Group of 5 teams, and I'm not saying that the Knights deserve a shot, but this kind of disrespect shows me one thing, a flawed system. I'm Tiki Barber.
Started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the family man to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the Grillmaster crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and a cast iron smoker box. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Beth and Jim. They sold their home in under a week. They had 30 days to purchase a new home. And the first home they purchased had major inspection issues. So Beth and Jim quickly purchased another home, but they had to close within 3 weeks. So they called Team Hochberg for a mortgage. A Team Hochberg home financing expert helped Beth and Jim secure financing and then close on their new home in just over 2 weeks. Unlike most other lenders, Team Hochberg has dedicated underwriters to ensure their loans close on time. If you want to work with honest mortgage professionals who will always quote low rates and low closing costs, then you need to call David and Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge. And more announcers, like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Call 855-930-0093 or visit a store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits starts within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change. Streaming and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Join 670 The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to noon at Shoeless Joe's Ale House, 1480 West Lake Street in Addison. Check out the broadcast and enjoy amazing food, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 p.m. with Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
He belongs to you, answering your questions and addressing your concerns about the Bears and the NFL. Next up with Hub is Terry in Geneva on The Score. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Hub. Last week, Greg Gabriel said on Twitter that he's been hearing a very successful NFL head coach wants out from his current team. Is he referring to Mike McCarthy? And if not, are you hearing anything out of Green Bay if, in terms of a coaching change, if they do not make the playoffs this year?
Well, I have to let Greg speak for himself, but you know, we are working together these days. We do talk a lot, so I will tell you, no, it is not Mike McCarthy, because I know there's a ton of Packers interest here. You know, there's always reports like this at the end of the year. I am aware, you know, of who Greg is focusing on. It's not up to me to say that if Greg doesn't put a name on it, but I will tell you it is not Mike McCarthy.
Well, asked and answered. Frank in Lakeview, you're on the score.
Yeah, hi. There's this notion, it's funny you should mention Eli, because there's this notion that if you win two Super Bowls that you should automatically be considered a Hall of Fame quarterback. And I that really bugs me, because I got two examples for you. One isn't fair because you didn't win two Super Bowls, but if, say, the Bears had done what they were supposed to have done in 85, 86, big plus the 87, then
but they didn't.
The Super Bowl.
They didn't.
And there's a historic defense, too.
I'll give you a better example.
Please do.
Thank you. Thank you for saying defense. Because a better example is that there was a team in the 70s that won, that was quarterback, I believe, won four Super Bowls. And in those Super Bowls, you had one of the great defenses of all times, as well as a pair of possibly the greatest receivers of all time.
Talking about Terry Bradshaw?
I'm talking about Terry Bradshaw, and I'm talking about, and he also had the Franco Harris.
The criteria were different then for quarterback. It was a different sport.
Correct. But if you check the statistics compared to the statistics of other great quarterback in that time.
So you don't think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer, is what you're getting at, right?
Well, what I really want to talk about is two things. Number one is it fair to say if you win two Super Bowls, you should automatically be considered a Hall of Famer? And two,
there it is. You can answer that first one.
Well, I there's one thing I have to say about that. I listen to it all. I get to say something.
You know,
one of the Hall of Famers you're referring to is Lynn Swann. And there are certain, just to me, you know, guys that don't belong.
Yep.
I mean, Andre Tippett is one. Look at Lynn Swann's numbers. And I know it was a different game, but Lynn Swann averaged 40 catches a year. I mean, there was nothing really special about Lynn Swann, except he played on those four Super Bowl teams.
It had a couple of iconic catches.
Yeah,
putting up Wendell Davis numbers.
Very, very good football player. I'm not, but not a Hall of Famer. You know, the Terry Bradshaw, you got to understand, I mean, there's only three guys who've ever won four Super Bowls. As Dan just pointed out, it was a different game. He wasn't asked to do some of the things that the other two, Joe Montana and Tom Brady, have done. I don't have as much problem with Bradshaw being in the Hall of Fame, because he did win he won a lot of games for them. And so, you know, if you're going to be a selector, which I am not, but I know a lot of guys who are, you got to go deeper. You got to understand the criteria. And I do think Terry Bradshaw belongs in the Hall of Fame, but is two Super Bowls an automatic qualifier? No, I don't think it is. Do I think Eli is a Hall of Famer? I haven't made up my mind yet, but I think he's very close. I can tell you that. And I was hoping to see a little bit more before we had to, you know, put our names on a decision.
In North Center, Miguel, you're on the score.
Hey, Hub, I was just wondering what your thoughts are on Adam Gase and this kind of disastrous year two, and seeing if he's going to flame out like some other young coaches did, or if he can pull it around, turn it around.
Well, you know, this is the warning I feel like I'm constantly sounding to people over players and coaches, and everybody wants to jump after a season or a season and a half or two. Don't know about Adam Gase. I think he's a very good offensive coach. I think he's a good, you know, quarterbacks coach. I think he's a good developer of quarterbacks, and he may still prove to be a very good head coach. He did a great job last year, but, you know, you've got these teams who, it's not that they're that good, it's that they get hot and they get a little lucky. And last year, you look at the Dolphins, you look at the Raiders, even the Cowboys, they got hot and they got a little bit of lucky. And look at what's happening this year. So I think that Adam Gase is a very good offensive coach. Whether he's going to be a good head coach or not remains to be seen. We got to give him another year or two.
And Sean in Geneva is on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, my question, with the Raiders beginning to show life, and obviously the Chargers looking good and the Chiefs looking bad and the Broncos are just terrible, can we foresee a win the division and get into the playoffs matchup in week 17 at the StubHub Center? Thanks, Hub.
It's very possible. I personally think the Chargers are a much better football team right now, And I don't know if Oakland's going to do well enough over the next 4 weeks to get to where that can be a play-in game. I'd have to look at their schedule. I think the toughest part of it is behind them, but I don't really agree that Oakland is necessarily playing all that much better. I mean, they've gotten a few wins against some teams that they probably should beat. They got a big issue coming this week. You got Crabtree actually suspended for 2 weeks, and right now Amari Cooper's in the concussion protocol. So, I mean, to me, the Raiders are not necessarily an ascending team, while the Chargers clearly are. But we'll see what happens over the next few weeks.
Let's go to Calumet Park for our final call with Hub. It is Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hub, you're a legend. I just want to know, who of the Bears' free agents coming up this offseason do you think will stick around? Like, you got the two starting cornerbacks who are contracts are up. Is both of them going to come back? One of them? Are they going to go out and get somebody else? And then the big one, at least for me, Christian Jones, who's showed flashes and really starting to prove. Is he going to stick around coming into this next year?
Well, Jim, you've got the right names. And actually, we should point out the Bears are in great shape free agent-wise. And I know there's a punchline there. Well, they don't have any talent to worry about. That's not true. There is some good young talent on this team that you want to retain. They could be in tougher shape. But those three guys are really the only ones that I think you're going to focus on. Kyle Fuller, Prince Amukamara, who only signed a one-year deal, and Christian Jones. And coming into this year, you wouldn't have thought that Christian Jones was going to be a concern, but he's had an excellent season, and I think absolutely you want him back, because not only has he developed into a quality inside linebacker, I don't think you're going to bring Jarrell Freeman back. You do like, or I shouldn't say you, I do like, and I know the Bears do like Nick Kwiatkowski a lot. He's got to prove he can stay healthy and stay on the field. You have to have at least three, and in Danny Trevathan you have a guy that, as much as I love him, you can't count on him to be on the field. So I think Christian Jones is a priority, and I haven't heard anything to suggest that he wants out of Chicago. He's not going to have the kind of high-dollar offers that are going to be available to Kyle Fuller. I don't know Amukamara is going to be 31 years old. I'm not, you know, he made a lot this year. He made $7 million on a one-year deal. So I think that Jones is the most likely of the three to be back. I mean, you think he's the easiest choice to make a commitment to. If they decide that they do want to pay Kyle Fuller like a number one cornerback, I don't think Kyle's anxious to get out of town, but I do think he's going to expect to be paid like a number one cornerback, and that's gotten very expensive. So it'll be interesting to see what Ryan Pace decides about that.
All right, Hub, you and the pregame and postgame folks are at the Shoeless Joe's out in Addison this weekend, correct?
Yeah, I have not been there, but I've heard great things about it, so we're excited about it. We'll be there 9 to noon with Pat Manley and Dan Pompey, and for 2 hours after the game with Olin and Big Cat, and we stay out there and watch the game, so come on out between noon and 3 as well. Olin and Cat will be watching the game, but I'm sure they'll be happy to say hi.
Thank you, as always.
All right, guys, take care.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. There is urgency emanating from Bears starting quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
I need to win in the worst way, no matter what week it is. And that could go for this week as well, especially because we've been on a little losing streak. But as a competitor, and you need to win in the worst way, and so this week we really need it.
The 1-10 San Francisco 49ers could be just the slump buster the Bears need, as Trubisky and company have lost 4 in a row, 3-8 overall. Also, Danny Trevathan testing out his calf muscle today on the practice field in Lake Forest. That injury has had him out since the New Orleans game a few weeks back. And Lamar Houston will get another shot with the Bears. Claimed off waivers from the Houston Texans, Lamar Houston was also with the Bears from 2014 to 16. For the Bulls, Nikola Mirotic was front and center today. Told reporters that he has accepted Bobby Portis's apology. Mirotic admitted that he is still not in game shape, going to take a couple more practices before he can go full force and suit up and actually play in a game. Blackhawks have a game against Dallas tomorrow at the United Center. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Toyota of Naperville. Visit Toyota of Naperville today at naperville.com as well. Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 7 to 10 p.m. at Brick City Tavern, located at 34 South Main Street in Mount Prospect. Enjoy the broadcast. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem? We got a guy. DRF. when this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's
ooh,
on.
It's on.
It's on.
Oh, Lord,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Pretty simple for me tonight. I'm gonna do what I did last night. Watch some college basketball. Michigan and North Carolina. Luke May has been tearing it up for them. Saw him at the end of the tournament last year.
Don't look for his name in any draft prospect lists.
No, he is a college basketball
player. That guy can average 26-8, and he's not going to be on a draft prospect list.
No, not
even like the top 100 seniors or whatever. Is he a senior?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Wow. He's got that. Who's the big kid from Notre Dame that people thought was going to go to the pros, and they're like, stop talking about this right now.
Luke Herangode.
He's got a little Herangode in him. Michigan plays North
Carolina. Did Herangode get on the end of a bench for a couple games?
Yeah,
he did.
The Celtics.
Yes.
He did. Well,
of course.
Well, come on. Duke and Indiana. So you got some powerhouse names playing college basketball tonight. I'll be watching that.
Yep.
Checking in every once in a while with anything else that's going on.
Duke is going to kill them. Well, don't you think?
I don't even know who Indiana has
right
now. Like, I don't
And Duke has Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, he's.
Have you watched the Texas game yet?
Not for the play-play. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I got Duke Florida on my DVR, too.
Okay. Watch Bagley once.
Him and
once
Mo Bamba.
Once Mr. Bamba has to leave the game.
Mr. Mo Bamba.
And then Marvin Bagley's like, listen.
This is what we're going to do.
I've got shrimps on me. I got a case of scrimps. And he's holding his hand up. I said to my kid, Mike Krzyzewski is such a terrible game coach. He's going to find a way to screw this up.
Not this one?
No, one possession. Bagley's like, hey, I'm still here. I can dunk again. Yeah. And it was every single time down. And there is nothing you can do about it.
They got a dude.
Got more than one.
Him and DeAndre Ayton and a couple of. That's why Michael Porter Jr. being hurt kind of sours the college basketball season a little bit, because there's like three or four guys who are 6'10 and up that you like, all right, who's going to be the top pick here? And then you don't even get a chance to see Luka Doncic or Doncic, the 6'8", 200-pound.
Doncic,
whatever.
Is it Luka Doncic,
yeah,
I believe?
6'8", 200-pound. Some people think he might be a point guard, but yeah, there's some dudes. So you'll get a chance to see Luke May, and then you'll get a chance
to see. I like the May-Herangode comp.
Yeah, he's thick, can shoot a little bit. Herangode had a little bit more wiggle to his game, though. He could put the ball on the floor. And then Earl Clark. If you ever want to see the destruction of a basketball player's soul, put in Earl Clark, Luke Herangode, into your YouTube. And Bill Raftery gives him a little something on that, too. He dubbed it the Clark Bar that he just put on his head.
And Earl Clark.
Yeah, Earl Clark. Remember Phoenix Sun?
Yeah.
LA Laker.
Louisville. 6'9".
Yeah, Louisville.
Long, dunky.
That's what happens when your college basketball player of the year goes up against a dude who's going to be in the pros. And it was bad. It was really bad. So what you guys got on? Well, what do you have?
That's it.
Yeah, I've been college basketball?
I think those two games are what I had circled.
What do you guys got on the other side of the glass, Shane?
Normally around the end of November into the beginning of December, I whip out all of the Office Christmas episodes and watch them in a row. So I think that's probably going to happen tonight. And then also we got Chicago PD at 9 p.m. on NBC.
Didn't you just watch some Chicago
show? No, last night was Med. Med is Tuesdays. This Is Us is Tuesdays. Chicago PD is Wednesdays. And then Chicago Fire is Thursdays. Get with the program.
You watch all those shows too, don't you?
I watch all
three
of them.
You're not even joking.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Which one's the best one?
It's not a bit. PD is definitely the best. Fire's a little bit too dramatic. And Med is just, I don't know. I don't like Med a lot because I don't like all the gore and stuff like that. But PD tonight, 9 p.m.
Nice. It is.
Tanny, who was the comic you gave us yesterday? Because I forgot to write the name down.
Brian Regan.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the guy I compared to Sinbad.
Don't compare him to Sinbad.
Why?
Just don't start this again.
What did I start? It's a clean comic with doesn't curse. Right? Sinbad-like.
I will say this. I don't think Brian Regan had a show in the 90s like Sinbad did. I could be wrong because every stand-up comedian had a show in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
But I could, yeah, I have to double
check
that.
Sinbad had Different World, and I think he had another show.
He had, like, it was the Sinbad Show or whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was called the Sinbad Show. Yeah, nice, wholesome comedians. Some guy you could take Jason and Zoe to. Sit down and say, here, kids, laugh.
Laugh at Sinbad. No. Please be nice to the man. Please laugh at Sinbad.
Please come on, guys. We're on the train, guys. He's not gonna
go into the next car.
My name is Sinbad.
I am selling candy for my football team. Dude, I had a candy for my football team guy at the Water Tower place this weekend.
Oh, my God. My Marianas and Jewel. I was like,
where do they play at? He's like, 111th Street. I'm like, what's your name of your team? We're the Cougars. I'm like, oh, you practice this. He's like, yes, I did. I'm like, I got you. And I'm like, take this $5. He didn't give me candy. I was like, take this $5, get out of my face. And then the other kid came by. He's like, hey, sir. I'm like, I already gave to him. He's like, what about me, though? I'm like, you better keep it moving before you get Peter rolled out here. Don't play no games. I whoop somebody else's kid. Not mine, but I whoop somebody else's badass kid.
Yeah, they always get you. This is for our basketball team, for our baseball team. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it really
where do you
isn't.
Play? I always ask, where do you play? Some of them just take off running because they think I'm the police. Just tell me where you, like, help me with the lie, right? Like, if you're going to lie, help me with the lie. Or just be like, hey, man, I'm out here. I need a couple dollars. I got you, shorty. We go up here and get a smoothie as well. You know, get you, drink your vegetables.
Ugh. What? Don't give that to him.
What do you mean? Like a wheatgrass shot, you know, some other things get you right.
Co-host Norm Van Leer all of a sudden.
Nah, man, I've been drinking my vegetables every day, every for lunch, every day.
You're allowed to eat them.
Yeah, but I like to drink them. I'd rather drink them. Okay. And then you don't get the juice, you get the smoothies, so you can get the peel in there too, where the minerals are. Because the juice, they extract everything. Next thing you know, you're
this close to raw milk.
No,
and your testicles swelling to immense proportions.
If it's something that Bernsey isn't doing, if you haven't talked to his doctor cousins and friends,
to raw milk.
No, I'm not. Yeah. What's wrong with having a life support from Freshie every day?
They got you. You talking about getting got?
Yeah. $7.99.
You done got
every day.
Do we even hear what Tanny's watching?
What do you got tonight?
We did not.
I love
a good documentary, especially a music doc. And I don't know how this one slipped under my nose, but Black Sabbath has a documentary on Showtime. It's called The End of the End. It chronicles their final tour together, where it started in Birmingham, Alabama, their final show. And I'm interested to check it out. I loved, like, the Eagles. I don't know much about Black Sabbath other than, like, you know, surface level stuff, but I saw the Eagles documentary. It was like 3 hours long, and I had no real love for the Eagles. I enjoyed that. So, like, hopefully I'll enjoy this one as well and learn some things. And, you know, good music doc's always good. People fighting.
Yeah.
Little old school footage.
It usually doesn't matter. The subject matter isn't even relevant if it's done well.
Well, the start,
that's
of,
what I'm saying.
I mean, right. Isn't the start of Act Three is always they put the whole band up their nose, and then they turn to drugs, and somebody's on heroin, right? Mm-hmm. Always.
Somebody's vomiting, while laying on their back and dying.
Right. They'll lose a drummer or something. Right. Did you say it started in Birmingham, Alabama?
Oh, wait, I could be wrong.
I think it's Birmingham, England.
I got Alabama on my mind.
Roll down tide.
I just saw Birmingham, and I don't know why fired off Alabama.
It's Black Sabbath.
Put your hands together for Ozzy Osbourne and Tony Iommi.
Right, not Black Sammy.
It's Black Sammy.
And we've been talking a lot about the Barons in this segment, so, you know, whenever I see Birmingham, it's always that.
Yeah, pretty sure it was England, but I'm not.
Whoopsie daisy.
I'm no heavy metal expert, but you there is going to be something cool that we learned on this show.
What's that?
About the lead guitarist losing his fingertips in a sawmill accident, right? Tony, right? Didn't Tony Iommi lose all his fingertips and they sewed?
You're asking me?
And they sewed him back on, and he barely has feeling in his fingertips, and he has to actually
have resident whites.
He has super bendy guitar strings, so he doesn't have to press down as hard on the strings because his fingers are all weird. He has like fake fingers.
Maybe he could.
I don't think I made that up.
I didn't know that. I don't know much about Black Sabbath, so maybe it's in the doc.
Okay, well, it better be. If that part's not in the doc, it's a bad doc.
The glaring omission.
Right.
If they forget about you guys missing fingers.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. They get, like, the final edit.
The guy who made the doc's listening right now is like, oh, God.
Maybe we can put him on the beat.
The guy who made the topic. I love your show, guys. I always listen to It's On. I'm so glad you guys mentioned my documentary during It's On.
He will text, though. Somebody's going to text him, and then he's going to text back. And then next thing you know, Spiegel's going to get involved because it's a music thing.
Birmingham, Alabama. What was I thinking?
You're thinking you roll damn tide. It's okay. Own that. Ted Danson. You know, it happens. It doesn't happen to Burnsy, though.
Sure it does.
We don't get many misspeaks out of Burns. He's very measured and careful with what he says.
Maybe I just cover them up better.
Well, I think by and large, I don't hammer you guys too much when you guys make a mistake and play it afterwards. That's right. That's right. I said it. It's true. I stand by that. Dan can attest to that, too.
Have I not been here this year?
Do we have a different Chris Tannehill?
I'm doing Shane's bit. Sorry, guys.
Just saying, like, wait a minute. This year, I've been pounded in the old rumpus for every
bit of the old rumpy bumpy.
For, like, once a week, I get killed. And rightfully so, but I'm just saying. It's not the same Tanny we're
Check
talking to.
Check the tape. It's there.
I'm just saying. Trust me, I know I give you enough material. I know that's the truth.
You're an inspiration to all of us, Dan.
That's enough, Shane. See?
All right, that's it.
He almost
had
it. He almost had his perfect show. It was right there.
It is Bears All Access tonight, but are we saying good evening to Lawrence Holmes?
We are not.
We're not, because he's got the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lance. They're out at Brick City Tavern. Brick City! At 34 South Main Street in Mount Prospect.
Goodbye, Toledo!
Brick City! Who? No, wasn't that the Portland guy? Rip City!
Yeah, Rip City. Yeah.
All right. Hey, there are so many bad NBA TV guys.
Yes.
Like, old, awful, weird guys.
That Cleveland thing is an abomination.
Who's doing the Lakers now? Who replaced Chick Hearn?
I was about to say, who's doing the Lakers and pick a Kardashian?
I don't know. Oh, my.
Yeah, thank you. I had to make up for the nap on ham fighters.
In retrospect,
that was pretty dope.
I like that joke.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Man, you guys make me feel so bad. I'm just taking my dad shots.
I like a good bad dad joke. Earlier when you guys were talking about the milk, I told Shane, I was like, this is an utter disgrace.
Yes! See? You didn't mean for it to be funny. You went in knowing it wasn't funny, and somebody chuckled. That's all you need.
Yeah, it was a little
chuckle for you.
I love cringe humor. It's my favorite.
Well, I know one.
Did you guys hear about that kidnapping at the kindergarten down the street today?
All right.
Hey, thanks, Shane. Appreciate you.
All right, great. Okay.
We're done.
It's all right. He woke up.
The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I got to tell you, how do you like Cutler now? All week, you guys blasting him in the media and Mora saying this and March saying this about Cutler. How do you like him now? I'm going to tell you something. That's a real legitimate quarterback.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein. And yes, people would know if he was doing that. Too.
Yes, they probably would.
Yeah.
And Jason Goff.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you like a mattress?
Would you like something to sleep on?
Yes, because you sleep on the floor, it hurts. You have to sleep on something softer than that, and you can get one right now. Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale is going on now through December 25th. And it's not just about the mattress. It's about the support the mattress has. And right now, you can get a free box spring when you pick out the perfect mattress, because every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation. And this one is free.
Yeah, free is good.
No,
I like free.
I didn't say free. I said free.
You have to roll your R as you walk into the mattress.
Hello!
Is it mattress?
No, that's not an R. It's
a
mattress frim.
Mattress frim?
No, mattress firm.
Oh, firm. Yes, and with Mattress Firm's 129 low price guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing you're going to get the lowest price. And they'll beat any price on any mattress, even ones you buy from them for up to 120 nights. That's why they call it the 129 low price guarantee, damn it. And you can get it only at Mattress Firm.
You can get a Beautyrest Greenwood Queen mattress for just $399, so you can sleep like royalty, and 70% off your favorite name brand floor samples, Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton, and Rhodes. And if you're all set on mattresses, top it off. Sheets, pillows, any accessory you can dream of, and importantly, 0% APR for 6 years. You can sleep soundly knowing you're saving at the Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
Stop my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it
We don't.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Take out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser-engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to ManCrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at ManCrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. ManCrates.com/radio.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit CBSChicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by the Scores' Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olchek joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Root Score Report.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election?
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Wow, Roll Tide, that's great.
Straight from the streets of Birmingham, Alabama.
I am Iron Bowl, I mean man.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Today's been a day. Today's been one for the ages. We had Daryl Johnson on very early. Talked to him about dressing like a pimp on national television.
Yeah, it's good. People are having fun, by the way. This is an 847. Says, I really enjoyed the Beatles documentary that was set in Liverpool, Mississippi.
This is going to be a thing.
Yeah,
now.
It is. Now, this segment brought to you by
Y'all
Spot
ain't
Hero.
Pile on my guy.
Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Trying to figure out
what
I should do this evening. If I should,
I thought
just,
you're watching college basketball.
I am gonna watch at some point. Like I told you, Jace doesn't sleep, man. He sleeps, but he just wakes up for like 15 minutes screaming about something, taxes or something.
And now begins the 15 minutes of screaming.
He wakes up and he just starts to yell. It's not even a cry. It's just I want to be around someone thing. And I'm like, nope, you're going to have to cry in your crib. And then I hear a thud. I'm like, uh-oh, my baby just bounced his head off his crib. So somewhere between 1 and 3 o'clock, I get to watch whatever it is I think I missed.
Skull Island again.
Yeah, man. That was That was quite the ride.
It took you this long.
Yeah. I've been busy.
In the end with those monster things that come out. How about
the beginning was crazy. The beginning was Mad Max-esque.
Yep.
Where it's like you're breathing hard. You don't even know it. And it's like, oh, that's the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, they don't wait for the reveal.
And I'm down. Yeah. I'm down. They're like, yeah, you want to see the monkey? Here comes the monkey. Here comes the hand. Here comes the other hand. Here comes the eyes.
Knocking the bottom out of this one.
Shut it down.
Good luck.
That's a
segment brought
to you. Monkey, you got to knock the bottom out of
it. It's an ape. I know it's not a monkey.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Monkeys have tails.
A gorilla.
It's brought to you by Simply to Impress holiday cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. Transition, if we had it, would be brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And didn't you think that Dr. Stephen Brule was just...
I thought it was coming. Like, I thought he was going to get hit in the head or something, and all of a sudden he'd be deranged Dr. Stephen Brule.
You know he was thinking it.
Yeah, he probably did a lot of it offset.
Or in between takes.
Exactly.
Have you seen my bro?
I have five of bro.
And then we got that take right. Bringo. Now I'm going to have to go watch Dr. Stephen Brule now. Thanks a lot, Dan.
What's the most important thing to know for going on a bro? The
most important thing is safety.
Nope. Most important thing is stay in the boat.
I think that goes along with the safety issue.
I know.
Just genius.
Scrapeboard.
Everybody's digging in the
ice. No, it was a whole thing on scrapeboards.
No.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch that
one. Okay, I'll go check
We thank Daryl Johnston, Zach Zaidman, Anthony Heron, Pat Leonard, and Hub Arkish for joining us today. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Nope.
The answer was no. Rudolph would not guide that sleigh, and everyone died.
Rap legend doing that.
Well, he's had some problems.
Yeah.
He's out of money, and he's on crack. Other than that, all good.
All good. Yeah, everything's all right.
Speaking of which, our producer, Shane Reardon.
What? Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs make a huge move and sign Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani. Oh, we've got all the details, so keep it here.
Now, you know the dude who, like, dyes his hair is blue is going to hear that and think it's
real. Z-Pack?
Nice.
Wow. Oh. Quick on the trigger
right? See a little bit of standing dust for you? Look at that. This guy over here. Lunchroom sniper all of a sudden hanging with the cool kids can shoot those darts. All right. Our salt in the sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox make a huge move and sign Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani.
No.
We've got all the details, so keep it here.
No, it's not going to happen. He's not going to leave Japan to come to the south side of Chicago.
Big voice guy really must think we're stupid.
Dude,
when he gets the scripts, when he like actually he opens up a script and he's like, oh,
really?
God.
And then he's got to do West Virginia Mountaineers football right after that.
And Channel 32.
Nice. Yeah.
Right?
You do hear his voice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Russ Pantera. All right, we got to get up out of here. Bears All Access, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, and then Lawrence, Miller Lite Top Draft Show. He's out there with Lance Briggs, hanging out with the peeps, so go check him out in Mount Prospect. Should be fun. For all the crew, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score. Have a good evening.
I want you to know it's over.
Well...
Saturday night, live on The Score. Listen to the Ohio State Buckeyes battle the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship game. Our coverage starts at 6:45. The Big Ten Championship is on the line. Ohio State versus Wisconsin. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
...confusing...
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
...and out of control...
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670 The Score.